From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Kellogg. Governor Jay Nixon says Planned Parenthood can continue receiving funding for women's health services for a while, despite a Missouri budget provision attempting to stop it. Nixon said today that his administration will eventually implement a ban on Medicaid funding for organizations that perform abortions. The budget takes effect Friday. But Nixon says the state must first solicit public comments and then get federal approval to change its women's health program. He said that could take until 2017, and all providers will continue to be funded until then. At issue is $10.8 million for women's health services. The federal government says states cannot block abortion providers from receiving Medicaid reimbursements for non-abortion services. Missouri's Republican-led legislature sought to get around that by replacing federal funding with state tax dollars. The recent heat wave has damaged several highways across Missouri, especially in the central part of the state. Randy Alber is a maintenance engineer for MoDOT's Central District. He says extreme heat can cause a phenomenon known as buckling.
A lot of times where we have this occur is where there is concrete pavement, either that you're driving on or it's the underlying pavement underneath is a concrete pavement.
MoDOT crews have been called out in recent weeks to repair buckling on some major highways, including US 54, one of the main routes to the Lake of the Ozarks. Alber says buckling is less likely on asphalt-paved roads, but adds that those are more likely to develop ruts. Federal regulators are giving a green light to a St. Louis startup's smartphone device that helps asthma patients measure their lung function. Sparrow Labs co-founder Andrew Brimer says people will be able to buy their device, called Wing, off of their website this fall.
It's a pocket-sized sensor, and it plugs into the headphone jack of your smartphone, and you blow through Wing as hard as you can. And it's able to measure the speed of the air that you're exhaling and how much air you're exhaling in a single second.
Brimer says that by tracking this data, patients can better predict possible asthma attacks. Brimer and co-founder Abby Cohen started the company in 2012 during their last year at Washington University. Like most sporting venues, Busch Stadium prohibits guns. Soon, gun-carrying Cardinals fans will have the option of leaving their weapon in an armored truck instead of their car. Starting July 15th, a company called Weapon Safe Armory will park an armored truck at a bar that sits in the shadow of Busch Stadium. Owner Justin Halsey, a National Guard veteran from Herculaneum, Missouri, outfitted a 22-foot-long vehicle with armor and security cameras and hired guards to surround it when the vehicle is parked in public. The plan is to park it at the bar for all Cardinals games. Fans can lock up guns and other valuables. The cost per item is $10 cash or $15 with a credit card. Both the Cardinals and St. Louis police have declined comment. I'm Sarah Kellogg, KBIA News.